It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The military has filed formal charges against Army psychiatrist Nidal Hassan in Texas. He faces 13 counts of premeditated murder and could face the death penalty if convicted of last week's shootings at Fort Hood. Once the case goes to trial, it will certainly be one of the most high-profile cases ever within the military's justice system. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
At the entrance to Fort Hood, Chris Gray from the Army's Criminal Investigation Division read the charges along with the rest of his prepared script.
I will not be releasing any details today that will jeopardize our ongoing criminal investigation or future legal proceedings.
Meantime, a few hours away at a hospital in San Antonio, Major Hassan had received notice of the charges. His lawyer, John Galligan, was upset the Army didn't tell him so he could be by his client's side to explain the documents.
I like to believe a system in any court is going to be fair, impartial, just. But, you know, we're not on video or anything like that, but I think it should be apparent to you just looking at my face. This has not made me a happy man.
Failing to notify the opposing counsel might seem like a pretty big thing to just forget, but Eugene Fidel doesn't think it will affect the case. He teaches military law at Yale.
I don't think it has any practical consequences, but if I were directing this play, I would have written it differently.
Over the coming months and possibly years, Fidel predicts we're in for a huge trial on a scale he's never seen in his 40-year military justice career. So it might be helpful to understand a little bit more about that system. Fidel says much is the same as the civilian courts in the U.S. One difference is the jury. Instead of randomly choosing people, in military courts, the post's commanding officer picks jurors.
They're selected according to age, judicial temperament, experience, education. So there's a sense in which they can be thought of as a blue ribbon jury. That's certainly different from a civilian jury.
And Fidel says the grand jury process is different in military courts because the defendant's attorney actually gets to sit in and even call witnesses. But all that is far down the road. A trial date hasn't even been set, and there likely will be a fight over where the trial is held. Also, the investigation is still in the beginning stages. Chris Gray with the Army says a huge crime scene around the shooting area remains active.
Additionally, some of the witnesses that experienced this tragic event are still seeking medical attention, and we have not been able to talk to them, and the special agents have not been able to speak with them yet.
Meantime, President Barack Obama has ordered a parallel investigation to determine if the government ignored warning signs about Nidal Hassan. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Killeen, Texas.